boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Peacock, count your days.
Jeez Louise.
I am coming after you and whoever is in charge of Love Island. I told you yesterday, it was like Christmas morning. I was so excited. Love Island, USA, kicking off. I downloaded the app like a big nerd because I wanted to vote along as a child who grew up on American Idol. I was excited. You know what I mean? I'm like, I am
so... This is the adult version of American Idol.
It is. The trashier version, too.
Oh, Jesus.
And I couldn't wait. Yesterday, I knew 8 o'clock was when it was going to go live on Peacock. And then normally there's like about 15 minutes after the episode goes live or ends from the live time that you can vote on something. It was the first episode, though, so I was like, eh, I don't know if there's going to be voting. So me, my boyfriend Curly, and his brother, who I have also sucked into this lifestyle of being obsessed with Love Island, were so excited last night. We're like, oh my God, 15 minutes. We got to get dinner ready, hot food on the plate so that we can fully enjoy Love Island when it starts at 8 p.m. Central Time. 8:01, no episode. There's nothing. Hello, I see all of the episodes from last year. Where's season 7 or 6 or whatever we're on?
We're like, okay, well, maybe it just, we need to close out the app.
Shut off the TV. Try that. Then try to reopen the app. Still nothing. So I turn to Curly, my boyfriend, and I say, babe, you better get on Twitter right now and find out what's happening. I'm getting impatient. Twitter's on fire. If you were part of the apocalypse, it was 45 minutes until they got the episode up after the original time.
I have so many questions.
Please, I have no answers.
You don't
I too have questions, Peacock.
Has Peacock done this before? Have they done Love Is Island? Love Is Island.
Love Island.
Have they done it before?
Yeah, every year. And
so they should have their stuff together?
Yes, but it was so big last summer that I think the Love Island
fandom
crashed the app.
Mm.
And they,
this is like the Netflix, was it a fight?
It was Love Is Blind, and there was a fight that crashed the app.
Wasn't it the Logan Paul,
yeah,
Jake Paul,
somebody,
one of the Pauls fight? Oh.
Fighting an old dude, yeah.
It was like that. They gotta get it together. This is why you should watch local TV.
I'm saying, I was like,
they got it together.
I'm about to go get an antenna from the local corner store and get me some cable TV. Bring back the good old days.
Just make sure you put tinfoil on it.
I'm about there. I'm gonna call
that's
my.
That's the good old days.
Call my grandparents and ask them how to do it because I don't know. Had a bit of a unique experience earlier today in that I am convinced somebody thought that I was your child.
You just are trying to humble yourself. You're like, ugh, I think the retinol is really working.
Okay, maybe.
I'd like to think it's because of how we sat in the booth, all right?
We went to a restaurant earlier today with producer Ben to plan for some upcoming meetings.
Moral of the story, we got street school. We got to whip these street teamers into shape.
Yeah.
It sounds way more stricter than what it actually is.
So we were doing that.
And you know who runs street school? Us three.
Yes, ma'am.
Ten-hook.
All right. Okay. So we went out to lunch. And
I make it sound so scary. Oh, it's
God.
Not.
All right. So we went out to lunch, and we're having some wings, and we got a booth, which meant that somebody had to sit two on one side and one on the other. I sat down, and you clearly thought I smelled bad today because you sat on the other side. I thought you maybe would sit next to me.
I thought, I'm like, I have to sit next to her all the time during our show. Am I really going to sit next to her?
You sit across from me.
Also, I was trying to be respectful. Have you ever seen me eat wings? I don't think you want to sit next to me.
Well, producer Ben chose your side. So it was you two on one side of the booth and me on another. When it came to the checks, the server brought over one check. Like, oh, that's no big deal. I guess we didn't specify that we're all separate. And she walks away after we're like, hey, would you mind splitting these up for us? She walks away and she goes, oh, sorry, I thought you guys were all together. And I'm like, she thinks I'm your guys' kid. She thinks I'm your kid.
I think it's because me and producer Ben sat together. So maybe we look like husband and wife.
And I look like your kid. I got pigtails on today, so I
that's
feel very
the problem.
Youthful. I do look youthful.
You, that's,
I'm saying. Or she thought we were all siblings.
I was trying to think that we all look like we're in a throuple, but that was the only thing that I was going. And we are, in fact, not. I want to make that. Please don't be spreading rumors, all right? Someone's going to put that on Reddit tonight.
All things to you. You said it, and nobody else thought it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you believe we live in a time that people are having competitions to become an influencer?
That's cool.
It's so popular now, and it's honestly pretty easy too with TikTok. There is this girl whose name is Influencer Emma on TikTok, who's posting about how at her workplace, she and her coworkers are having a competition to see who can become an influencer first. AKA, who can get the most followers, who can go viral, get the most views, get the most brands to comment on their videos. So she said it's kind of like a reality show, but also a game show. Whoever gets enough brand deals to equal their salary for the job that they all work at is the winner of this challenge that they're doing. And the prize is that, well, you made money and that you got a ton of followers. So she is kind of just documenting, like, here I am trying to be an influencer, help me out. And she's getting so many people commenting. JCPenney, P.F. Chang's is like, hey, girl, check your DMs.
Oh, nice.
That's all it takes. I'm not going to lie. She's not being super creative with it. And, you know, she's showing her coworkers like, oh, here's my competition. Here's my Gen Z competition. And that's really it. That's all she's doing. And she's got 31,000 views on these videos, which is kind of funny. I'm like, also, would HR be like, you guys, stop.
Come on now.
Ding-dongs
on the clock. You got a job to do.
I can't tell. She doesn't say, at least at this point, where she works, but it does look like corporate. Like, there's cubicles. She wears business casual clothes. So I'm imagining it's fairly serious. Mm-hmm. That I can't imagine that they'd be super happy about them spending their time this way. But I do think it's funny.
And I'm sure they're watching them like, okay, at what point y'all are going to get too much money, you're going to quit on us?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. They're so big and famous. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if that happened here?
One of us got too influence famous.
Too TikTok famous.
Who do you think it would be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of all the lineup on air, who would get too TikTok famous?
You know who? Producer Ben.
That's actually who I thought so too. He would go viral for like something really weird. Like, you wouldn't even expect this video to go viral, and I don't think he would either.
Yeah.
It would be just something like
reviewing slime.
Yeah. No, 100%. He would review something so random,
mm-hmm.
and it would go viral, and people would love it.
Nobody tell him about this.
No, because we kind of need him.
Yeah, otherwise he'll leave us.
You have a job to do tomorrow. See you in the morning at 5 a.m.
Sorry.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's funny because you think that, like, Producer Ben might be the next influencer here at Z102.9. If we were ever to do, like, a competition to see who could be the next influencer.
I don't know. I could see him skyrocketing.
But I think you're wrong.
Oh, right?
I think it might be me. And I'm not just saying
God. Okay.
I'm not just
very humble.
Okay, I'm not just saying that because I'm like, pick me, I'm better. I'm not saying it to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm saying this is because my boyfriend, neighbor man, is constantly telling me that I should try posting more on like TikTok. I've maybe posted like 3 videos, and he's like, "Why don't you do that? Why don't you like become like a TikTok influencer?
Yeah,
or just like post to TikTok." I'm like, I don't know. I'm afraid of the hate. That is honestly the only reason why I won't do it, is I'm going to get one hate comment and it will destroy me. I can't do that kind of stuff. Someone's going to say I have a fat like forehead, and I'm going to spiral, and I'm going to be like, oh my God, I have a fat forehead. And I'm just going to just never come out of my bedroom ever again. I can't deal with the hate.
You know, you can turn your comments off.
Oh.
I don't know if you still make money that way. I don't really know how much that works.
I don't know if you can. That's what he's like. Why don't you make more money? You could make money on like TikTok. This could be like a side hustle for you. He mm-hmm. wants me to do it so badly. And even over the weekend, he was like, what would be your niche? Like, what would you post about?
I'm like, you got to have a thing.
I'm like, I'm not talented enough to have like a niche. I don't have anything. I'm like, I guess the only thing I could think of what I would do is I would probably just hop on every day and give my honest thoughts.
On?
Just anything. What's going on with my life? Like, for instance, I don't know, like, just something that happened. Like, oh, God, don't you just hate it when meetings go longer than they should have? Meetings scheduled till noon and they go on and on and on. It could have been in an email. Things like that. I don't know. Just things that I was thinking about.
Let me tell you why I don't want you to do this, okay? I respect an influencer. And I feel like that's everybody's dream these days. They're like,
you're going to make me cry already. You're the hater in my comment.
No, I'm not going to tell you you have a fat forehead. Because, frankly, your forehead is very normal.
Well, thank you.
It's very normal. It's a forehead. Anywho, the reason why I don't want you to do this is because I can't handle your voice changing. Have you heard?
Think I'm going to do a customer service voice?
I think you're going to do the influencer accent because I've already seen you do it. We film lots of TikToks here at Z1 and 2.9.
Well, you better shut that down. I don't want to do it.
I'm telling you, if you recall about a week ago, Destiny did a clown get ready with me, and I could hear it coming out where people are like, so get ready with me.
Ew, don't let me do that.
You slipped a little bit, and
don't.
I think if you started TikToking every day,
don't.
You would turn
smack
into
me.
Alex Earl or somebody that I just don't know.
Oh, anymore. I don't like that. I don't want that. I was trying really hard to make sure I didn't have that.
Yeah.
No, you got to smack me every
you
time.
You can't help it, because that's what everybody does. Get ready with me for
a day in the line. No, I don't want that. It's like a customer service. You know,
so,
where everyone's worked a customer service job where you're like, you talk normal, phone rings, and you go, hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Arby's, how may I help you? And you're like, ugh,
I can't have you do that. So you either can't do it or you need to do silent TikToks.
I'm down for whatever that is.
To be determined. I don't know.
There's girl code. There's boy code. And I feel like there is relationship code. And you don't break any one of those codes. And if you do, there's a price to pay.
You are on to something.
My boyfriend, Amberman, he broke relationship code.
Which means, I mean, like, I think immediately.
You're trying to be dramatic and you're like, you're breaking up.
Well, I'm like, relationship code is like, don't cheat, right?
Oh my God, no, he didn't cheat.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, maybe we're talking about two different codes here. How many codes are in relationship code?
I don't know how to code anything.
No, he did not cheat, okay? No, I was just saying, what I was talking about is like, I told him a secret. I told him, I'm like, hey, I feel like your coworker, when she talks to her husband, I don't know, I feel like maybe she gets annoyed by him. That's just the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I think that's just how they like interact. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Didn't think much of it. He then goes to his coworker, tells her that entire conversation.
Oh my God.
Because, yeah, my girlfriend thinks that you're like annoyed by your husband. What?
No.
Why did you tell her that?
No.
Why on earth would you tell her I said that? That is a conversation between you and I would never, ever, if my boyfriend, neighbor man goes, yeah, I think like Taylor and Curly are going to break up one day. Yeah. I would never go to you and be like, dude, neighbor man thinks you and Curly are going to break up.
Yeah.
That's just disrespectful. So then when I confronted him, I was like, why did you do that? He was like, oh, we're like sisters, brother and sister. I tell her everything.
No.
I thought it was okay. She didn't mind. I'm like, she's going to think I'm a word I can't say on the radio
right now.
She's
going to go tell her husband and then everybody's going to hate
you. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, she thinks you're cool.
No. He needs to be fined.
What?
This is a major infraction. Let me tell you why. Because there's a difference between gossiping with your friends, your girlfriends, or your guy friends. Because you know how girls get, we talk behind each other's back. It's like, oh my God, you know, Sally thinks that you are smelly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
no, 100%.
She said that behind your back and you're going to tell them. Whatever. It's still breaking girl code. But when it comes to relationships, you're not just gossiping. Like, you can say anything and there should be no judgment. You know what I'm saying? I immediately think of, I was at a wedding with Curly, my boyfriend, for somebody that he knew, one of his friends. And I had told him afterwards, like, I got weird vibes because the bride couldn't make eye contact.
Yes, I remember you telling me this.
Up on the stand? I don't know. During the vows. If he would have told me, he turned around and said, hey, my girlfriend thinks you guys aren't going to last because you guys couldn't make eye contact, I would punch him in the head so hard because that's not gossip. That's relationship code does not leave.
And then she would go away for murder.
I go away for murder, and then I would make him pay a fine.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
There's a mystery at hand. There has been a car parked about in the same spot, I think, all week. I'm not entirely sure, because I didn't pay attention on Monday. You weren't here, so I wasn't next to the window. But you were like, oh my gosh, it's been here all week. But I haven't seen anybody going in or out of it. I will say it is further down the hill than it was
yesterday.
It is
further down the hill.
So somebody's been in it. Somebody moved it.
Or it's sliding down the hill.
Or is it slowly, milli-inch by milli-inch?
It's easy for me to remember this car because it is exactly like my old car.
Except blue.
Except for blue.
What if it is your car? And somebody painted it.
Well,
blue.
We just need to start it. And if it's really loud and sounds like it's going to explode in 2 seconds, then it is, in fact, my car.
I'm saying if they started that thing and it's anything like your old one, we would have known when they were moving it.
No, 100%.
There was no choice but to hear that vehicle starting.
That's why I'm like, I don't think it is my car. Because we would have known. You could hear it a mile away.
Oh, at minimum. At minimum. It was maybe more like 5 miles away.
I learned something at the Renaissance Fair is that a cockatoo is...
Okay, let's start a new conversation.
No, listen, what? You can hear those. Some of them you can hear from 2 miles away, like they're chirping or whatever.
Yeah.
My car, same thing, 2 miles away.
Like a cockatoo. What a weird thing to say.
Fun fact, you're running for fun fact for the day.
Thanks. I don't know what's going on at my house. A couple weeks ago, I got a random person knocking on my door late at night, and it happened again last night. So the first time it was someone who left a note saying, hey, I'm offering lawn services. Here's my number, aka our lawn was really bad and somebody needed to take care of it. But last night it was probably like 8 o'clock, so not as late. It was still light outside. I noticed my boyfriend Curly standing, staring out the window facing the street. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And I see he's staring at a guy who's standing on the corner of the sidewalk, just like looking down. I'm like, well, that seems a little odd. He's like, yeah, I'm just kind of keeping an eye on him because I don't really know what he's doing. He's not moving. He's just standing there. And it seems kind of freaky, to be honest. He was just frozen. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't really love that. There's not a lot of people in this neighborhood, so to have somebody standing on the corner is really random. And then he looks again and he goes, okay, he's inching closer to our place. He's coming closer to our driveway. I'm like, oh God, okay, here we go again. Someone's going to be knocking on our door. And what do you know? He does. Knocks on the door. Curly, my boyfriend, goes to answer it. And I can hear him chit-chatting, the guy basically being like, I assume you're the owner of this home. And he said, well, no, we actually rent. So what do you need? And he's like, well, basically, I work for a company who's providing like pest control for ants and things. And then I hear Curly, my boyfriend, getting way too personal. Well, you know, my parents use a pest company. And if we were to need anything, we probably would go through them. But I don't know. Do you have a card, I suppose? And the guy goes, no. I'm like, all right. I'm calling
Scammy.
It. No card, no business.
You just wanted to look inside your house.
I'm saying, I'm like, okay, I started being like, hey, dinner's done.
He wants to rob you.
Dinner's done. Like, no more. Did your parents not teach you to stop talking to people when they start being weird? I thought it was strange that he didn't have a business card. I thought it was strange he was going door to door at 8 p.m. on a rainy Tuesday. Stop talking. He was being nice. He was being too nice.
Did your parents not teach you guys nothing?
I know better, but I'm not answering
the door.
Why are
you answering the door to begin with?
I didn't answer the door. He did.
He wasn't raised correctly.
I don't know. Now I gotta
keep my eye out.
This is
when you shut all the lights off and you tuck and roll.
Well, I peeked
around. You act like you're on fire.
I did my part. I ended it. I also peeked around the corner and dirty looked. That's the most I can provide.
Now I'm starting to think you need gadgets.
Gadgets
and gizmos.
For what?
I don't know. You got to start scaring the crap out of them.
Oh.
a scarecrow, you need to have, like, I don't know, the sounds of cops coming. You got to start.
I should have answered the door now that I'm thinking about it, because I was looking real ugly.
You need to have a fake badge.
Oh, that's, I just thought I
might. You know what? Yes. You need all the gadgets and gizmos. And next time you open it, which I don't know why you're opening it to begin with. You're going to be
didn't.
Like, I work for the FBI.
Well, that's just not believable.
I think you got a Canva account. Why don't you look like you could work for the FBI? And you'd be like, I work for the FBI. What do you need?
Do you know what I look like when I'm at home? Busted.
You're right. Never mind. You don't look like you work for the FBI.
I think my appearance alone probably can scare off anybody.
You are the scarecrow.
Exactly.
I'll never understand when people are like, oh, I can't stand my significant other. Can't relate. They're like my best friend. My boyfriend, neighbor man, is my best friend. I'll find every excuse to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even as stupid as this. In the morning, I get up probably anywhere from an hour to 45 minutes before him. And I will make sure to do my hair and makeup upstairs when he's like sleeping. Everything that would be upstairs first. And then when he wakes up, where he normally will head downstairs and like get breakfast ready, I'll make sure to get that stuff done when he's awake so we could spend time together downstairs.
Got
it. So when he's like making breakfast, I'll make sure to like pack my lunch so I can hang out with him downstairs. Mm-hmm. I know it's stupid and it's only like 45 minutes of hanging out, but it's like 45 minutes. I'm like, I can't wait to hang out with you in the morning.
Aww.
So I've like reorganized my entire morning. Why?
Oh, shoot.
That's what I meant. Not crickets. I'm sorry.
Wrong button.
I think you might be in the honeymoon phase.
Wait, why?
I mean,
I've been like this for a while.
Yeah, but in theory, you've only been together
about a year and a half.
Less than 2 years. You just moved into your first home together, so you're on that high. But I think it is, I mean, it is important.
You don't reorganize your whole schedule so you can make sure to spend more time.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I do not. I think you should like spending
You're
time.
Like, I can't, as long as I stay away from him, that's all that matters.
No, here's where I draw the line. I think I like spending time together. I mean, I beg him to go to Target with me when I have nothing that he doesn't need to be there. But I'm like, come on, it's more fun. Or like grocery shopping. I can do it by myself. But I think it's more fun and it's time to hang out. However, I draw the line at like, hey, babe, why don't you come sit on the floor while I'm video gaming? No, we don't need to spend time together doing that. In fact, I'd rather be alone during that time. So I think it's cutesy to a point. And then I'm like, respectfully, get away from me.
So you think we're just in our honeymoon phase?
I think at some point you're going to be like, can't I make my eggs in peace?
I hope I don't get
to start counting down the days.
It's a little strange for us to talk about Gowntown in June. But here we are talking about Gowntown in June. It's normally a February thing, but we're having a Gowntown emergency.
Right. If you have not attended a Gowntown, to fill you in, it's an event we have been putting on
years.
For years.
So many years that I attended it when I was in high school.
Crazy. And you know how old this woman is.
Okay, knock it off now.
It was eons ago. No, basically, we collect donations of formal gowns and shoes and accessories. And then we turn that around and open a free, quote unquote, store for local high schoolers to come by and find their prom dress absolutely free of charge.
Not only that, they could get shoes or accessories to go with the prom dress. It's so cool. It meant so much to me when I was a high school student because we were struggling financially as a family. My dad was working two jobs. And I just remember, to be honest with you, there were a lot of times that I didn't know if we were going to have food on the table.
Yeah.
And I was trying to work a job to help out. My dad, I hardly ever could see him because he was working so much. So it meant so much to me as a high school student to know that that was something that my dad didn't have to worry about, that I didn't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. It was like one less cost that we didn't have to think about. I remember standing in the line for hours just waiting for my dress, and I was one of the first people to get it. It meant the world. I got to meet the Z102.9 jocks. It was my favorite day ever. I still have photos to this day of me in my dress with my friends at Z102.9 Gowntown like 10 plus years ago.
It's an amazing event. It takes off a huge burden because obviously you want your high school prom to be magical. You want your kids' high school prom mm-hmm. to be magical, but there's a huge price tag on it these days.
And we can't do this without you. Over the last several years, you have donated those dresses, shoes, and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need your help once again.
We do. We have had this event at the Kirkwood-Lynn County Regional Center for the last several years, and they have been amazing to us.
We can't thank them enough. They have given us not only a closet for the last several years. They didn't have to give us a closet mm-hmm. that we just stored dresses at. And they didn't have to. This was a place that they could have been using it for other things, and they just were so kindly to do so.
Right. Now, here we are a couple of years later. They're expanding, and that space is not going to be available to us anymore. So we are looking for someone somewhere to help us out to house the stock of dresses that we hold on to. We have racks and racks of prom dresses that we hang on to after the event's over to be used for next year. So we need somebody to help us house them. And then we're also going to need a new home for Gowntown yeah. itself.
So the students can shop till they drop.
Exactly. So if you have a place or you know of a business
that's got like some free space that you're like, okay, they could definitely house them here. They could definitely do the shop there. We got to hear about this.
We want to connect with you. So let us know the name of your business, your contact information. You can reach out to Chad@KZIA.com.
What's his email?
Chad, C-H-A-D. @KZIA.com.
You know, I don't care what our coworkers do outside of work, except for producer Ben. I'm pretty positive he might be a murderer.
Uh-oh.
Now, rumors ain't rooming, or maybe they are. But today, I was minding my own business, and I heard him say into his phone, "How do you get blood stains into a shirt?" What? Like he was asking Siri. Or maybe he was texting somebody. I don't know. Murdery type things. How do you get blood stains into a shirt? Who's asking that question? Why are you asking that question?
I don't know, but I'm rethinking all of my recent interactions with him.
I just know I'm not sitting next to him in any more meetings.
I don't know why he would be saying it out loud. It seems to me like he wants to be caught.
That's a good point. Why would you say that out loud?
Because he's trying to trick you. I don't know. He's trying to frame you. That's what it is. Oh, my God. You have to be careful.
Oh, my God. Producer Ben is framing me for murder.
I'm just saying.
Wait, which of our coworkers is going to get murdered? And then who am I going to get blamed for? Does he have it out for anyone?
I don't know.
Why
me?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be you and I'm going to get blamed for it. Of course it would be the co-host.
Or you are the victim.
Well, then you're going to get blamed.
I'll flee the country. I got a plan already.
You better work on your passport.
Oh, I'm ready to go. Don't you worry.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You might be wondering, who the heck is Landon, and why is he not welcome anywhere?
Do we not welcome him on Z102.9?
No.
Really?
Okay, I guess great. Not. Okay, so
you're not welcome here.
You may have been seeing on TikTok everybody being like, "Oh, Landon's not welcome here." Me and you, Destiny, have been talking about this for the last couple days. Like, what did he do?
I don't know what he does, but I just know a lot of people ain't welcoming him.
Also,
anywhere.
Who is he? I literally saw a video, I think posted on the official Times Square TikTok account of one of the many large billboards in Times Square said, "Landon isn't welcome here."
Well, you know, you messed up if Times Square's doing it.
I'm saying, how are they going to banish somebody named Landon? Landon?
Even a word now?
What did he do? So I had to do a little deep dive because I'm like, I gotta know, like, am I just saying this because I'm bandwagoning, or I want to know why we're so upset about Landon. So I found out it is a guy named Landon Nickerson. He's actually a pretty big YouTuber.
Who would have thought? Not big enough.
Well, he has 3 million subscribers, so he's doing all right. That Landon is. He has been accused of cheating on his wife, Liz, while she was 4 months pregnant.
I knew you were going to say she was pregnant. I'm already ticked off. Here we go. Go on. Tell me more.
I've also been seeing, oh, the Wizard Liz. That she's also a YouTuber, and she is also known as the Wizard Liz. The two of them have been together and married for a bit now. She's obviously pregnant for 4 months, and he was allegedly found to be messaging a woman on Snapchat, messaging a longtime follower slash fan of his. Liz found out. The internet is now saying Landon is not welcome here. It started in the comment section. People were like, Landon's not welcome here. He's not allowed to come to the comments and be like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Cause like he already messed up. And now like Chili's is like, sorry, Landon, you're not welcome here. Companies, businesses, they're saying he's not welcome. So he messed up big time.
Do we stand with Liz? And do we also say Landon is not welcome to listen to today's
I think
music?
We should say, we could go on record, Landon is not welcome
to listen to
Zoo 2.9.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You never know what engineer Kevin is up to. And I walked into the strangest thing. He's back. He's got like an office, but it's like
a lair.
Honestly, a lair is the best way to put it. It's like got three parts. So he's more back into the part where it's got like all of his tools.
Yeah.
And he's sitting at the desk and I can only see his back. And I see he's working on what must be a computer. I didn't know he was also like part like IT, but I guess that comes with being an
engineer. He knows everything.
I know. But he's connected to the wall. Like almost like he's in a hospital. You know how like they like put an IV in you or like they like put you to all these machines, you know, and you're connected to some. He was connected to the wall. I was like, what's going on? And he joked and he goes, ah, Julie, our boss. He's like, she just doesn't want me to run away. I'm like, what? Do you run away often? No, turns out this has got to be super nerdy stuff. He's working on a computer, and there's a chance he could, like...
get electrocuted?
Yes!
Oh, my God. So he's grounding himself.
Oh, my God!
How cool.
He was grounding himself. There was something about, I don't know, it was too technical, too smartical for me. Something to do with whatever was grounding him had water in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was over my head. I didn't understand it. I kept walking. But he was grounding himself.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Yeah, this is why we're not in engineering, because
I would
like a potato back in that closet. I would have been.
I didn't even know you had to do that. I totally would be like, yeah, I could work on a computer. Boop, boop, bop, bop.
I'm waiting for the day. We work with plenty of like
electrical stuff.
I'm surprised that you have not found me burnt like a burrito somewhere because I got electrocuted.
Because we don't know what we're allowed to touch and not allowed to touch. We are dumber than dumb. Why do they let us do things back here?
Well, because I ask Kevin first for everything.
Oh, I don't. I just press it. I go, what's this button do? Mm-hmm. And then I take us off there. Anytime we've gone off there, majority of the time it was me. Yet they still let me work here.
Well, for now, you're next on the list. Can we talk about the panic that you feel as a pet parent when you notice they're getting sick? Or that they might be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was in shambles last night because my cat, Toulouse, was limping a little bit. And not only does that freak me out, but that freaks out my boyfriend, Curly. That's his baby. You know what? That's his girl. Not me. I'm number two to Toulouse.
He looks at her different, doesn't he?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I get it. That's
the
that's,
tone in his voice is different.
That's Luna for me.
So
the
when
way
he
looks at Luna.
Yeah.
If she could get the ring, if she could get everything, she would.
Oh, yeah. 100%. She already probably has it in there hiding it from me. So when she came out.
Already actually proposed to Luna. You're never going to get
it. Yeah, they're hiding. It's a secret relationship. So, you know, when I'm sick, it's like, oh, feel better, babe. But when she comes walking out of the bedroom, you got me fired up now. She comes walking out the bedroom and she's got a little limp in her step. He's like, oh, Toulouse. most would you wrong, my little princess? And
I'm you and suck it up, champ.
Well, no, I'm not heartless, my God.
No, he says that to you.
Oh, I thought you meant to the cat. I'm like, I do love my cat. Okay?
No, he tells you, suck it up, champ.
Yeah, he's like, walk it off, you'll be fine.
Smacks the butt.
Exactly. I mean, immediately my brain is like, oh my God, I do not want to go to the vet. I hope there's nothing wrong with her paw. I hope she just slept on it wrong. Like maybe there's a piece of litter in her paw pad in a weird way. Like immediately I'm thinking like, this is going to cost me thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. My cat's in pain. I can't go to work tomorrow. What am I going to do? I can't sleep tonight. What if she can't get up and she needs to use the bathroom? I like worst case scenario. And he is like, sappy McSapperson. Oh my goodness, what's gonna happen to you? Luckily,
my baby's dying.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, not too much now. Like, let her, maybe it's just asleep. Maybe it's pins and needles. Let her walk it off. And eventually, I could tell, like, we're like calling her, like, oh, Toulouse, come here, and shaking a bag of treats just to get her to like walk around on it and see if it's getting worse. Is it getting better? Yeah. Is she meowing? We picked her up, all the things. I knew she was fine when she smacked her brother Romeo across the face.
That always does it for
her. I'm like, all right, the gig is up. I don't know if this was for attention. I don't know if it really was. She was laying on it wrong.
No,
this is over. You're caught. You're done. Now walk normal, you little cat. And then it was all over.
And you die. Okay. Yeah, you are just as salty as I am towards Luna. The way you walk it off, cat. Knock it off.
No, I love her, but she was pulling
out. You're salty, though, because
my man's heartstrings.
See? That's how I feel about Luna. I'm like, I love you, but knock it off, Blondie.
It's like when she bats her eyelashes. I'm like, sorry? You just crossed the line, okay? And I'm going to separate you.
Are we going to have a fight in the alley, Blondie?
I've seen that. She's a swinger. She will swing on me. So I don't really want to get to that point, but she wants to throw hands.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question. I'm going to make you think about work. I'm so sorry.
How annoying.
I know, you probably just clocked out. You're like, I don't want to think about that place. Suckers. But I'm going to make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
With tonight's trivia question. 38% of people describe their job in these two words.
Mm.
What is it?
Only two?
Only two. And it's not what Taylor guessed earlier.
I said professional clown. so I thought that was fitting. But you let us know what you think on the text line at 319-200-1029.
38% of people describe their job in these two words. What is it?
Make sure they're words we can say on the radio.
Yeah, please. We don't want to get ourselves in trouble.
Because, spoiler, the answer is something we can say on the radio.
Yeah.
How annoying would it be if we were like, it's beepity beep. Good luck guessing.
Good luck guessing what the answer is.
Yeah, you learned a lot tonight. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Can you imagine if we were jerks and we did that? That would be hysterical.
Someday now you have to do that.
Someday I'm going to do a trivia question and the answer is going to be a bad word I can't say. And I'll just be like, bleep, and you'll never know.
Use your imagination.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We're checking our DMs.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot that I'm supposed to talk into this.
I was like, I can't hear you, but I can hear you. What happened?
I was just talking to my friend. Not on the radio. Anyways.
She's been doing radio way too long for her to not remember. You talking to the microphone.
Right.
Okay.
I'm here now.
It's first lesson in radio. Second lesson, let's quit quizzical.
Any hoozy.
The question is, 38% of people describe their job in these two words. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 0599 said soul-sucking. Your God. We're kicking it off on a positive note.
Yeah, soul-sucking. Casey said, screw this.
again.
I think we've all had a day where you're like, screw this. You know what? I don't get paid enough. It's not worth
the
it.
The morale is so high right now on the text line, by the
Have
way.
Have we gotten any positive? I feel like I don't think I've seen a single positive.
Well, 3553 said a living. I mean, like, I suppose that's neutral.
It pays the bills.
It is a living.
But are you living? Are you alive?
No.
Dead inside. This was a happy trivia question. Good work.
I'm not. I picked the trivia question. It's not my fault. Everybody's negative Nancy's on the text line.
Not one person was like, I love it is three. Shoot.
I love.
See, that's the problem. I didn't say three.
Michael said only temporary. So just pile it on.
It does not get better.
Pile it on.
It's great. Nope. Still, it's great. No, that is two.
Yeah.
It's great. There we go. That's our positive.
You're lying. That's also two.
Tonight's trivia question. 38% of people describe their job in these two words. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Tate McRae.
How much you want to bet we're going to get still some more like negative Nancy's? Hey, I'm all here for it, though. I'm not mad.
This is an outlet. If you need to let out those two words, we invite you to do so.
It is safer you let it out with us than to your boss, because we won't fire you.
Correct. I don't know who your boss is. In fact, I don't know where you work.
And I won't fire you.
Because you can't.
I can't even have
the authority.
I can't even fire Taylor. I've tried.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I am not.
What she doesn't know is that I already know.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
I was down to drag it out for another 30 seconds.
I knew you would be.
Tonight's trivia question. 38% of people describe their job in these two words. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
soul crushing.
Wow.
38% of people are describing their job as soul crushing. I hope managers are listening.
Yeah, right. Like, what? Are you guys okay? Is the 38% okay?
That's what I'm saying. But then I hope, like, their managers are listening and it's like, okay, we could fix this.
Yeah, how do we piece together a soul? That's a big role.
There's more than...
I have some ideas.
Oh, okay. She's going to say margarita machine. I already know it. Here we go.
I'd love that. I'd love a nap time at work.
How did I know?
I'd love mandatory snacks. Also, a dog in the office once a week or any furry animal.
You think this is going to fix soul crushing?
Yeah.
Okay. For those who texted, they said soul sucking on the text line.
Yeah.
Would this solve your problems?
It would make it better.
A margarita machine, mandatory nap times. What did you say? Snack time.
Snack time.
And a dog in the office.
A dog in the office. And then your boss has to wear devil horns around.
I thought you were going to say a diaper. I don't know why.
Or that. Might be a little gross.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.